I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, July 22nd, 2010. Most news from Google involves stuff like search ads, web services, mobile computing. So when you read about Google investing millions of dollars in wind farms in the Midwest, it's easy to get all, what the? But it's happening. This week, Google agreed to buy 114 megawatts of electricity from an Iowa wind farm.
That would be enough electricity to power a small city, although it's not constantly being produced. It's only being produced when the wind blows.
That's energy analyst Sam Jaffe from IDC Energy Insights. More from him in a minute. Right now, Martin LaMonica joins us via Skype. He edits the green tech blog at CNET.com. Martin, you know, I'm still not understanding why, you know, a search company, and they do more than just search, but, you know, that's really the meat and potatoes of the operation. It's like if Microsoft started selling hot dogs. I just don't, I don't get the connection.
Yeah, no, you're not alone. But let me, I think there are a couple of ways where it makes sense. First of all, they use a lot of energy. Second of all, they are trying to reduce their carbon footprint. You can say that's just PR or whatever, but it is part of their whole mission. And they have a philanthropy set up called Google.org that is investing in these clean energy startups. So that's kind of the obvious stuff. What's a little less obvious is that they actually are interested in the information that's possible through more innovation in energy. So for instance, they have a product called Power Meter, and it's an electricity monitor for your home. You get on your laptop or your smartphone, and you can see how much electricity you're using, how much you use this week, this month, and over time, they'll be adding more features. You know, is that related to Google's energy? Not right now, but you could imagine them wanting to maybe do something with that information somehow.
Martin LaMonica from CNET. So Google could organize your energy use data in much the same way they organize other information. But there's more going on here. Google, a web company, is getting into the energy business. Analyst Sam Jaffe says that's unusual, but it may be the shape of things to come.
I think what's happening is a number of these companies that traditionally don't think of themselves as energy companies realizes that every company is an energy company. A lot of their revenue comes from selling a product that has energy built into it, and a lot of their costs come from the cost of energy. So for a very large company that wants to optimize how they use energy and how they profit off of energy, it makes a lot of sense.
Is it a smart business move?
Well, their overall goal here is to be able to serve up query results on their web page without being a net generator of carbon. And from that point of view, it's a good business move because there will be people that choose to use Google specifically for that purpose. And other companies are heading down that path too, such as Microsoft Bing and some other search firms hope to do that at some point. So there's a competition towards who's greener. And as long as they don't spend too much money in achieving that goal, yes, it's a smart business move.
Analyst Sam Jaffe. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Facebook now has 500 million users as of Wednesday morning. If they formed a nation, it would be the third most populated country in the world, behind China and India, and also the most self-involved nation in the world. Playboy is launching a website designated as safe for work, meaning no racy pictures, just articles. That way you can read it at work, and when your boss comes around, you say, yeah, I'm reading Playboy at work, but it's the one with no dirty pictures, so it's okay, and your boss will be fine with that, and everything will work out great. Good luck. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, if a lawsuit filed in Buffalo is successful, a fuel pellet salesman named Paul Seglia will own 84% of Facebook.
Go on.
Well, in 2003, Seglia hired Harvard University freshman Mark Zuckerberg to do some computer coding for a project. The lawsuit claims the two signed a contract that covered Zuckerberg's work on that project and Seglia's investment in a side project Zuckerberg was developing, an online directory of students called the Facebook.
Which ended up catching on.
Lawyers from Facebook are now saying they don't know whether Zuckerberg ever signed a document like that.
I found a Paul Seglia on Facebook. He lists his occupation as Facebook owner.
How many friends does he have?
He has 80 friends, but Mark Zuckerberg is not among them. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.